I was going for a drive with somebody, you know, somebody from the office, and we were just heading out in the country, and I had my convertible. Mm-hmm. It's a nice car, right?
Yeah, sweet.
And we were in a country road, and I was following behind this car, and the car in front of us was, you know, doing like 80, 90 kilometers, which isn't horrible. But you know what? I was just like, no, right? And I passed the car on purpose. And she looks at me and she's like, you know, you didn't have to pass them. They weren't going that slow. And I looked and I'm like, do we leave or do we follow? And of course, she broke out laughing. She's nodding. She's like, we leave.
That's exactly it.
And that's what this is all about.
You're listening to The Angry Designer, where we cut through the industry bull to help frustrated graphic designers survive and thrive.
Atta boy!
Yeah!
Doesn't this feel awfully familiar, Sean?
This is...
Cheers, my friend.
But I'm on the right side of the desk this time.
Cheers, cheers to an amazing day.
A great day.
Great whiskey.
Are you still high?
So that's the funny thing. Because despite this being a shitty day, because I've had customers test me all day from one customer just refusing to launch his damn website. And, you know, and I keep trying to fire him. He won't leave. To like another customer who's just being silly.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, here, don't do this. Use these examples. And I'm like, but these examples are exactly what you told me not to do. So it's just like, I should be losing my mind. But instead, I'm on a fucking high, honestly, because just so everybody knows, we had our latest conversation with a new guest earlier on today and mind blown.
Yes.
Right? Mind blown.
Crazy.
This guest is like you know what? Probably the hottest online graphic designer right now on Instagram. He's climbing at a crazy pace. Just everybody's loving his style, his videos, his antics. And you know what? He wanted to come on our show, which is fucking amazing. And the vibe was there. The story was there. Honestly, I'm really excited about this interview.
Yes.
And this interview will be coming to you guys next week. But there was just so much inspiration from this episode. And he's such a great guy. So, you know, part of this thing from angry right now, like I should be freaking. This whole episode should be about my anger, but... Dude,
it's hard to be angry when you talk to an interesting, fascinating fellow like him.
You know what? Honestly, fellow, who says that?
He was a wonderful chap.
He's someone that I think I can see a glimmer in your eye when you talk to him. Never mind.
I know. I was fangirling a little bit over this person.
By the end of it, I was crushing on the dude too. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, he shouldn't have been.
No.
I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time, right? The struggles of designers and then what life throws at you and this and that. And, you know, we always talk about perseverance and getting through shit. And this guy embraces it all. Like so many times.
Yes.
It would have been easy for him to give up. And I bet you 95% of the world would have been like, I would have done that too. I would have done that too. I would have given up. But no, he pushed through all this shit.
Yep.
Right. And I think that's where, and coincidentally, is what we were going to talk about today.
Topic, which is crazy.
I know, right? So it's like there is this myth out there.
Yes.
Okay. That in order to be a successful graphic designer, you need to have talent.
That's it.
It's this talent myth.
Nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? And it's like, you know, it's like the talent will make you successful, right? But that's a myth.
Yes.
Right? Because you could be the most talented graphic designer and not end up anywhere.
Yes.
Or you could be a mediocre designer, even a downright shitty one when you start.
Yep.
But if you have something else, you can make it. So you can be a success.
Yes.
Okay. So this whole episode is about hustle trumps talent.
Ooh.
All right. And remember this, guys, honestly, because I think this was the topic today that we talked about with him. This is something that we've believed in so much. Mm-hmm. You know, I think every great success story always sounds like it comes from a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not to say that, you know, you don't need talent. And of course, talented individuals and graphic designers obviously can go places.
Yes.
But even talented designers, how far they'll go, how big their success will be, is based on their willingness to hustle.
That's right.
And I honestly, I mean, again, did we see any more?
Yes. And never give up. Yeah. But I guess that's the same thing as hustle.
No? Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, kind of, right? So hustle's like that relentless pursuit of growth, that relentless pursuit of success, right? It's this mindset that emphasizes working hard and constantly striving for your own personal success, right? No matter what obstacle lies in your way. And that is key here, right? It's like a go-getter, right? Someone, you know, a hustler's a go-getter, someone, you know, who you don't have to motivate because it's like they're constantly on this mission on their own, regardless what stands in front of them. Right. It's like they have this sense of purpose that is as clear as day, right? And it's like they've got their eye on that ball, and no matter what gets in their way, it's just they keep at it, right? And I think that that's something that people don't pay. You always hear about this hustle culture. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of the hustle culture that I see out there is, you know, really pushes, you know, overworking yourself, working yourself to death, you know, stressing yourself out. That's not what we're talking about here, right? No. It's not just about hard work. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's part of this. And in order to get to certain places, you have to be a hard worker, right?
You have to. Yes.
But it's this attitude that graphic designers need to embrace to go further, to go beyond what is expected, right? To go beyond what's expected in their design, in their careers, right? Yeah. And I think that this is something that people, number one, they don't teach in school, right? They're never going to teach you this.
Yeah. It's like our conversation today. He was talking about being in school. He learned a whole ton of shit outside of university, right? The stuff that they would never teach you. That was crucial to who he was.
Absolutely.
As a designer. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. This is going to be the best interview you will
hear. Honestly, and I think people will be like blown away after they hear this, right? But again, it's just proof, you know, more than anything, the importance that hustle plays in a graphic designer's career, in anybody's career, really. Right. But this isn't the fucking the Angry Career Advice podcast. This is the Angry Designer podcast. Right. And when it comes to hustle the way we see it, right? I mean, hustle goes skills development.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you can take what you learned at school and not do anything else with it, but what the you're never gonna grow from that, right? So you need to regularly practice and refine your skills and keep, you know, learning beyond your natural talent, right?
Yeah.
But it's also your business savviness. Okay, hustle, right? You gotta understand and navigate what the market is and learn how not to hesitate with quotes, right? So again, you're constantly testing yourself and pushing yourself. Right. You're not charging the same rates that you were 5-10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Technical agility, right? Hustle. You're constantly, right now in our space, so much of what we do is technical. The applications that we design for are technical. Our tools are all technical, right?
Yep.
And if you don't keep up with this, okay, you'll be left behind. So again, you can just, you know, learn the same apps that you did 10 years ago. But I mean, again, you have to be committed to learning new tools, new tips, new apps, because unfortunately, you know, the Creative Suite isn't the only option that's out there for designers anymore.
This is true.
Let alone all the new technologies that we have to learn and embrace.
And let's not forget old school technology.
A pen and a piece of paper,
right?
Right. How great is that? And again, your skills.
That's still a skill set.
Yeah. Absolutely, right? And then like what you said early on, right? Your networking.
Right.
Okay? You constantly need to grow your network.
Right.
And prior to us talking about this, I was only thinking, oh, networking events, networking this, that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you and I came together not through a networking event.
That's right.
It was through a networking group of people.
That's right.
Like, oh, hey, I know this Sean guy who's a graphic designer. I'm like, well, I don't know that Sean guy, but I know you.
Yeah.
So you vouch for him. He's good enough. And, dude, 20 years later.
And here we are.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then there's also this whole, you know, hustling mentality for resilience, okay? Because let's face it, you are going to be getting so much rejection, okay? Rejection from customers, from your peers about what you've created and stuff, right? This is a learned part of our professional growth, and you need to continually evolve this and grow this, right?
Yep.
So basically, you know, a hustler is the kind of person or the mentality that, you know, if life throws you a big no, okay, Hustler just finds another way around it.
Yeah.
Because they already know where they want to be. They're looking ahead at a bigger goal in the future. They have something that they're following inside, and they may not know why or what it is,
yeah,
but it's driving them forward in this mentality.
Yes.
And it's almost like, you know, being passive or being aggressive towards, you know, your journey, right? Mm. And, you know, I remember once I was going for a drive with somebody, you know, somebody from the office, and we were just heading out in the country, and I had my convertible. Mm-hmm. It's a nice car, right?
Yeah, sweet.
And we were in a country road, and I was following behind this car, and the car in front of us was, you know, doing like 80, 90 kilometers, which isn't horrible. But you know what? I was just like, no, right? And I passed the car on purpose. And she looks at me and she's like, you know, you didn't have to pass them. They weren't going that slow. And I looked and I'm like, do we lead or do we follow? And of course, she broke out laughing. She's nodding. She's like, yeah, we lead.
That's exactly it.
And yes, that's what this is all about.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want to sit back and take what life gives you. Yeah. You want to go and grab life by the balls and take it yourself.
Right. And see, and that is a brilliant analogy, because it's taking risks as well.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? But absolutely, also, you're focused on where you need to go and the timeline that you need to be wherever you need to go.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Abraham Lincoln had this quote, okay? And the quote goes, things may come to those who wait, but only the things that are left behind by those who hustle. This is Abraham Lincoln. So this is nothing, you know, like this is like,
you never hear that quote right? from him. Yeah, that's good.
You wouldn't expect it, but it's just, yes. It's true.
Yes.
Because again, hustlers will go and take. They don't sit back and just kind of take what is given to them.
Right.
Which is like, you know, hustlers have always been around.
Yes.
Okay. And it's like, it's hustlers that make, you know, change. They're change makers, okay? They're the big names that you hear, right? Thomas Edison.
Mm.
Okay, everybody knows Thomas Edison, right?
Yep.
Failed 1,000 times before succeeding once.
Wow.
And that once is what made him a hero. It's what's made him known, right? Yes. J.K. Rowling, right? The author for Harry Potter.
Yep.
Okay. How many times did that script get rejected over and over and over again?
Wow.
Okay. But it was that constant hustle, the not giving up, that, like, now, like, how big is that franchise? It's worth billions of dollars.
Easily.
Right?
Easily.
The funny one that I found out, which is incredible, Walt Disney. Okay, Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper for lack of imagination. Right? Like, it's kind of mind-blowing. So, and to top it off, he had several failed businesses before starting and building the giant Disney empire.
Jeez.
Fucking Walt Disney,
dude. Yeah, that is insane. Right?
Even Stephen King, when he wrote his first novel, Christine, okay, again, it was rejected so many times, he gave up on it and he threw it in the fucking trash. And it was his wife who took it out of the trash and was like, fuck no, you're going to get this published. And what happened, right? Had he not kept it, okay, granted, he got a kick in the ass from his wife and a well-deserved one, but, you know, had he not done that, right? And he wouldn't, chances are, he would never have done a second book.
Yep.
He never would have been who he is.
He would have been the most talented shirt salesman at the Gap,
right? Exactly. It's the hustle that makes success. It's not the other way around, right? Talent is nothing without hustle, in my opinion.
That's right. You're absolutely right. That's true. This is like, back to the Abe Lincoln quote, it's like, and your passive career, if you sit back and wait for good things to happen to you, you're not going to get anything. When that opportunity does come, if it does, it's not going to be the best that could be. So
absolutely,
if you're not out there hustling, you're not going to get the best stuff.
And you know,
that's
what's funny?
That's a great quote.
You said something earlier, right? You're like, well, you know, they hustled and they were geniuses, right? When you said Thomas Edison, you know, and then we look back at some of, you know, the other world's biggest hustlers like Einstein and such, right?
Yeah.
They were geniuses, but they were geniuses because they hustled, right? Otherwise, they would have been these unknown geniuses. They usually would have been smart people, but nobody would have known them as geniuses.
This is true.
Their geniuses are because this constant pursuit of more, of better, of pushing yourself.
Right.
And I think that that is some, I mean, designers embrace it.
Yeah.
Right? Some of our biggest designers that we know today, like Paula Schur. Okay. Sure. Paula Schur. Success. She's known for, you know, like her whole dedication to typography, right? But again, you know, she was constantly experimenting and improving herself. So don't forget, she was in the music industry beforehand, right?
She really?
100%. I think she was doing covers. I think she even did a cover for Journey or somebody. Aww. I know, it was really cool. I know it was somebody that we know and like, but needless to say, I mean, she pursued this. She was hustling to get herself out of where she was, and at a time when, you know, still women were still trying to fight for a lot more equality than nowadays, right? Yeah. And she persevered. She hustled her way out of this, and she became a rock star when it came to typography, right?
Yeah.
Vignelli, again, he had this systematic approach of constantly redesigning and figuring things out, right? He wouldn't just settle at now, right? And it was constantly pushing himself, which allowed him to refine his design, his application, his process. He never accepted, you know, like, you know, this is where we are. Right. Even Milton Glaser, right? The I Love New York guy, right? Again, constantly proving, enduring, you know, he was doing his design work constantly, tirelessly, like night after night, and he was constantly evolving his craft to become who he was. He wasn't just sitting down and just, boom, here's my design, I'm out of here, people. Like, again, you constantly have to push for this.
Right. It's kind of like an iceberg.
You know what I mean?
Like there's the little tip at the hanging out, the people see New York, but there's all this
underneath
time and effort that's putting through.
Absolutely there is. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. That's fascinating. That's absolutely an amazing story. What about Vignelli? What was his, he's just constantly evolving.
Oh, well, again, he was constantly evolving his skill set, his beliefs, right? Don't forget, you know, his whole grid system he was pushing, right? His whole, the ideology that the grid is kind of like, it's like the underwear to the design,
design.
And it kind of locks everything in place, right? This didn't just come down when he just sat down and did it. Yeah. He tirelessly, you know, tried this, tried that, and then he finally got to this system that basically framed his work, and his work is timeless right now.
Yes.
Right? Yes. It almost makes you wonder, you know, how important talent is, you know? Or is it better to be talented, or is it better to be a hustler?
Do you think you need both?
Well, there's no question you need both.
But is one greater than the other?
I think it depends on... So, I mean, I think the person who has both,
right?
Okay,
is going to be the most successful.
Well, the person who has both undoubtedly is going to be more successful. Absolutely, right. Yeah. But those, I think, are generally the entrepreneurs, the successful freelancers, the ones who are pushing themselves further.
Right.
When I hire somebody, okay, talent is second.
Is second
on the list. Right. Okay. The first thing I look for is the hustle in a person. Okay. And I have, you know, and we have even, you know, hired people who are less talented, but they had a drive. They had a work ethic.
Right.
And you knew that talent would come. Because let's face it, you know, whether you're, you know, talented or not, right? This is something that can be learned.
Yes.
Okay. You can get better at your craft. I'll be honest to say, I wasn't that talented when I started. I even questioned if I still am talented, right? But, you know, one thing I had over everybody else in my fucking class is I outworked those motherfuckers.
You hustled them.
Do you know what I mean? I did. I outworked everybody. And even the people that I grew up with, right? Even the people that, you know, they were in my class. And then, that I don't think anybody's still in graphic design, right?
Yeah.
The people I knew, I knew people that were much more talented in their skills. But I knew that, you know, it didn't come as instinctively to me as it did to others.
Yes.
But working didn't come instinctively to them, apparently. And a lot of them just kind of stayed stagnant.
Yeah.
They worked in a print shop. Yeah, they were talented, but they never ended up going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hell with this. I'm going to put in more hours. I'm going to keep evolving. I'm going to keep learning. That's it. I made a lot of sacrifices.
Yep.
Right? I didn't go on vacations, you know, until I was like 6-7 years in business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even now, after like 20, 25 years, I still question if I'm taking enough vacation time. Right? It was just constantly, you know, I was okay with the sacrifices because there was this end goal that I was there to reach. And I don't know if I've still reached that end goal or not.
Oh, wow.
I'm curious, right? Because it's like, it's almost like it's never ending.
It's like a perpetual motion machine, right? Like you keep going and it keeps ramping up.
And I think like maybe the vision keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely I think, I do think that hustle is more important than talent if you're talking for longevity of a career.
Right.
If you're an artist, fuck. Talent, sure. You know, make your sculptures, make something visual. Who cares about anything else?
Right.
But if we're talking about in a career, whether you're a freelancer, whether you're a designer, I wouldn't sweat if you weren't talented. If you felt like there's other people that are better than you in class, if you felt like there was, you know, better people out you in the marketplace, who cares?
Yeah.
You just got to outwork those people.
That's right.
Right. And I think that's, you know, it's not to say that talented people don't have to hustle. Because if talented people don't hustle, okay, they're going to over-rely on their talent.
Yeah.
Okay. Which means they're going to be complacent after a while, right? They're not going to be able to adapt like other people will, right? Because they're slower to, you know, networking. They're going to neglect the networking side of this business because they're going to feel that they're like, they will slowly start deteriorating themselves, right?
Right.
Their skill set will become stagnant. Opportunities are going to be out the window. It's like, bye-bye.
Yeah. And you could argue that's kind of related as well, because if you're not doing stuff,
you're not
using that talent to expand on
it. You know what I mean? So it's pushing it.
You're not pushing it. Yes.
It's kind because of like,
you're just kind of, you're not doing anything. You don't have any work.
It's like going to the gym and not pushing yourself. Every day you go and you do 20 minutes on the same machine and you lift 10 pounds.
Yeah.
If you're not moving forward.
Yeah. You got the best form, but you're using a couple of fucking soup cans to curl
really
with,
though.
You know
right?
what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly, it's like, I don't think that, you know, I personally feel that hustle is a bigger, more stronger component than talent. Talent will come, experience.
Yeah. And you know, talent will come. Yes, that's
even
right.
Even if you don't have any talent, you can gain enough experience to know what works and what doesn't, right? Which is kind of crazy. Now, granted, you know, everything, there's a learning to everything, you know, how you quote, how you, you know, woo customers, how you do your presentations.
Right.
Let's face it. Sometimes there's no talent to that.
Yeah.
Right. It's a comfort level. It's a confidence level. But you got to be able to hustle to get yourself to those levels.
Yes.
It seems like there's so many different parts to what we do. And it's not necessarily just pen to paper.
How important is confidence in your hustle game?
Oh, I think confidence.
Is it the same?
No. It's a big part of this hustling mentality, right? You need to embrace it. But then going back to last week's, hey, you can fake the confidence in the short term until you start developing it, right?
Right.
But in order to gain confidence, you need to be able to hustle.
Yeah.
Let's face it, you know, it's true, right? Because again, I know, right? It's like, it can be really confusing, but you know, the reality is it's like, you can be, you know, confident and hear no, and then all of a sudden go the other way,
right?
Get rejection, go the other way, right?
You'd be wounded by it.
Exactly,
yes.
Okay. Right? But if you are, you know, embracing this hustler mentality, you will constantly pick up where you left off. You will learn from that no, learn from that rejection, and you will keep moving forward.
Yes.
So I do think that confidence is part of being a good hustler, right? But that's also something that you develop through hustling, just like your skill set, just like your customers, just like your experiences.
The more successes you get in the hustling game, the greater your confidence grows.
I think so, anyway.
Yeah. And so will your skill set too, because you're working.
Well, and that's exactly
it. I'm almost on board with you with this, but I think the hustle is probably the most important.
Well, think about
everything else leads from it. You know, it comes up with
that the willingness to hustle.
Right.
You can go to school for 3 years, okay, and you can learn what they teach you in school, and at the end of those 3 years, you're going to be a graduate of a graphic design course.
With 180 other people that have graduated with the same amount of knowledge.
Exactly.
That yes.
Or you can go to school, take that same course, but then also do your own exploratory at nighttime.
Right.
Get some freelance gigs.
Right.
Get some experience. Start cutting your teeth on real world jobs, whether it's freelance, whether it's an actual job, whether it's at a small print shop.
Yeah.
Then at the end of those 3 years, you're way further ahead than everybody else that graduated in your class.
Yes.
Right? Let's not forget, I ended up getting a job while I was in college as the in-house designer for that watch company. And so by the time I graduated, not only did I graduate college with the rest of my class, but I also had a huge portfolio of real-world stuff from trade show booths, watch designs, package designs, you know, even a really bad website. But regardless, it was, you know, I was already ahead of them. And it was because I wasn't just going to stay and accept the norm. Yeah. I was going to push myself further than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Right? And again, it's like, if I can't outdraw them, I'm just going to outwork the fuckers.
I'm going to outwork them. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even if this is maybe a little confusing for people, okay, what I've done is I got like some scenarios where hustle trumps talent. So this, so again, the underdog. Okay. So the scenario is this person's got a new job. They're working with all these amazing designers and yet they have limited creative ability. Okay. So they're amongst all this talent. So what happens? Well, the hustler commits extra hours, studies the greats, learns about Vignelli and Paul Rand and everybody else. And then, you know, they spend their weekends studying, right? To improve their skills. So what's their outcome? Portfolio grows, their skill set grows, their work gets better, they get the recognition that they're looking for, and they start getting the bigger jobs in now a big team of talented people. And now they've elevated themselves, okay? So they can sit back and do bitch work for everybody else for years, or they can, you know, work their ass off, hustle, and learn, improve their own game.
Right.
So that's it. A tech-savvy late bloomer, okay? Tech-savvy late bloomer. Okay. So here we've got someone who's an older beginner. We'll say maybe they're like in their early 30s. Okay. And they're maybe they have less natural design ability, you know, as they enter the market, but they're really good at tech.
Right.
Okay. So what happens? They're hustling. They master the design software. They immerse themselves in design culture, right? They're leveraging bigger marketing understanding than the rest of everybody else. And the outcome for that is now they reposition themselves as the go-to freelancer within the tech market because they're tech savvy. They have an understanding of that and they've done the hustle to get themselves everywhere else.
Like a niche kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But because they didn't just sit back, they were late to the game. They could have been like, oh, I'm too late. I'm 32 years old. Yeah. I'm too old for this space. It's a young person's game. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Right. It was up to them to find their angle and like capitalize it, hustle their way up to the top.
Yeah.
Right. Networking, the networking novice. Okay. So, you know, somebody who's a really, really strong communicator, but it's got a really weak portfolio because they're new, right? They have an average portfolio. So what do? They use their communication strengths because they're strong in network. They attend events, you know, they're at industry events. They engage with people. They're online. They get on social, they start volunteering, they put themselves out there.
Right.
So they are hustling on the networking side because they're playing to their strength.
Right.
And their outcome is now they're getting opportunities that designers more talented than them and have stronger portfolios don't,
right,
only because they put themselves out there.
Right.
They're hustling, they're out there making those introductions, you know, and they're meeting the people. They're creating their own future.
Right. And so somebody in your position would see that and say, that is a more valuable commodity than the talent.
Shit, yes.
The talent I can teach and that can come along later. But that first part is the most important part.
Most important.
Interesting.
Look at Mac, right? She came to us out of college, right? And she was green. She was green as green can be. We took her in for a co-op, but she was like, you know what? I'm a fucking hustler. She absorbed everything we threw at her. We purposely were trying to break this poor girl. Really? And she took it all with a smile.
Yep.
And now it's more like literally, it's like we're just running the place. Holy cow. I don't even know how that's scary, right?
Yeah.
And arguably, she's like, she's one of the youngest people here, but she has done nothing. She's hustled. She's learned. She's doing everything. You're right. And she's 30.
Yeah.
Right? Insane. But again, she wouldn't do that if she was complacent.
No.
If she took the job that she was originally hired for, sat back and was just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Now she's doing, she's even trying design, which is funny, right? Because again, she's got this hustle mentality that she can learn how to do it. She can learn how to do it. And again, it's paying off for her.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And that's good. You're right. That is, she had the hustle when she came in and found her
still
niche.
Has the hustle.
So almost had the networking niche kind of there, right? Mm-hmm. Like the good with the kind of pick up slack where it's needed and then you know, excel at that.
Absolutely, kind of dude. Absolutely. Yeah.
Interesting. That's, I'm coming away. I'm coming around on this. I always thought the talent was the most important thing.
I'm not discrediting talent by any means.
I know you're not, but right? It's just like.
But I think talent is nothing without hustle. Right? Because without that right hustle, you can't get yourself in front of the right people. You can't get yourself in front of the right customers, the right projects. Yes. And you can't push yourself past a boundary that you're comfortable with. Yeah. Right? Again, I think maybe that's the opposite of being a hustle. It's just being complacent, right? I'm not saying being lazy.
Yeah.
But I don't think lazy necessarily is the opposite of hustle. Mm-hmm. I think complacency is.
Complacency is, yeah.
Right? We've had people here that unfortunately have left because I've tried to push them better. I've tried to push them to new levels. And I remember having a conversation with somebody here. I'm like, don't you want to do more?
Yes.
Like, I you're a great person and you know, and you can keep doing production if you want, but don't you want to do more?
Right.
She was like, no. And she literally, one day she left to take
a production job
somewhere else. Yeah. So good for her.
Yeah, no. That's...
And she's happy and maybe her passions lied somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, she's not going to be running her own agency,
mm-hmm.
right? She's not going to be, you know, at the top of her game. She's happy going in and doing what she needed to, and good for her. Because you know what? If you're happy with that, go for it.
God bless.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. I'm not.
Yes.
And again, otherwise we wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't have this podcast.
This is true.
Fuck this podcast. Again, come to think of it, right? Yeah. We're at like episode, 175, 176?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, we're up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, you know, had we, you know, taken, you know, early on rejection, had we, you know, listened to people, had we like, it's been like, oh shit, we only have like a couple, you know, 100 downloads at the beginning.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are now, where we're in the thousands,
right?
You know? Yeah. And I mean, it makes a difference, mm-hmm. but it was because there was hustle.
Right.
And I still got a lot of hustle to go for the podcast. So just hang tight for this. So what I did is, as always, I'm trying to help anybody else that wants to listen. Okay. And you know, you don't have to be a hustler. You don't have to be the next Wolf on Wall Street and figure out how to amp up your game. I'm loving that. Yeah. That's just foreshadowing for the next episode.
That's very good. That's very good.
But you know, the reality is it's like I think everybody, whether, you know, they're just in this for, you know, just to kind of like hover around and be an employee, or they want to run their own shop or want to be a successful freelancer, need to have some hustle in them.
Yes.
So I wrote down a list, you know, five steps to start embracing a hustler mentality. All right. Nice. So number one, first and foremost, mm-hmm. you need to do something that moves you.
Mm.
Okay. And this is important because, again, if you don't have something that catches your eye, that, you know, like, it's like your niche, it's your purpose, it's like, you know, your passion, right? Especially in graphic design, right? This is what's going to fuel you, right? For your persistence, right? And commitment to make the hard work feel more purposeful, right? And rewarding. Okay. All that extra time and energy that you would put into something means nothing if you didn't actually were passionate about it.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, again, I always speak to graphic designers needing passion. You know, you need to love what you're doing because if you don't, you're never going to want to hustle for it. Okay.
Right.
So maybe you just want to be a graphic designer and you want to have a $1 million agency. Fine. Make that your hustle.
Right.
Maybe you want to be the go-to person in, you know, I don't know, the environmental cause, right? Good. Go for it, right? You need something that you're passionate about, even if it's a niche within our space, okay?
Right.
So that's the first and foremost. You need to find something, a reason, a purpose that moves you.
Yeah.
Okay? Number two, never lean back. All right. You always got to be proactive. Instead of waiting for things to happen, you need to make things happen, right? You, whether it's improvement to your skills, initiating projects, reaching out to customers, you know, you need to be the force that drives your career, your future, your mission. Don't sit back and wait for something else to dictate what your future is going to be like.
Right.
Right. And I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, right, that's even more important than a paycheck at times, right? Which is scary, right?
Yeah.
It's that whole control for yourself, being able to dictate your future, right? Mm. Money will come in the future,
yes.
right? But initially, let's face it, most entrepreneurs are broke as fuck for the first little while, right? But again, it's this pursuit of being in charge of your future. So number two, never ever lean back, okay? Number three, keep your head up. Looking for opportunities, okay? So opportunities don't always knock, okay? Sometimes they whisper, okay? And seriously, so you need to keep an alert and open mind, always on the lookout for the next chance to learn, to grow, to collaborate, to take on projects that other people might not see the same way, okay? Because, again, the hustler is always seeing every new project as a new opportunity, okay? Right. Opportunity to grow your skill. You know, sometimes it feels really bad because it's like, I'll take on work, not because of the job right now, but what I see it could turn into in the future.
Exactly.
Okay. And again, we took on a project right now for a type of customer that doesn't fit our niche in any which way, shape, or form. But I see this long-term potential on how to position their brand that's going to change them.
Right.
And I've sold that to them already.
Oh, you have?
And they can see it and they agree to it. So again, it's that long-term vision to always see new opportunities, all right? So number three, always keep your head up looking for opportunities. Number four, never accept defeat.
Yeah.
Ever. Not everything's going to go our way.
No.
And that's okay. Learn from each experience and use that knowledge to come back stronger, to come back smarter, to learn how to refine your craft, right? Always learn from these things, but never, ever, ever accept defeat.
Yeah.
Okay? You call the shots on when to end things.
Yeah.
And number five, most importantly, never make excuses, okay? You hold yourself accountable for everything you do, for your progress and your setbacks. Because again, you are in charge of your own future, okay? And you're never accepting defeat. So you never ever can make excuses. Your own actions and outcomes, you know, are up to you. And you maintain control this way and steer your career with 100% intention.
Right.
So those five steps, okay, for me, are the five ways to embrace a hustler mentality. Do something that moves you. Never lean back. Keep your head looking up for opportunities. Never accept defeat. And never make excuses.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. I think if you start embracing those five points.
Yeah.
I think you can just on a regular basis, just keep on tracking these, you know, speak them every day, feel them, embrace them, you know, work them in your business.
Yeah.
And you will start seeing huge gains, whether it's in your craft, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your business. I guarantee this. I believe in the hustler mentality 100%.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Number four, especially. Like, I mean, where would we be? Where would Edison be if he quit after this 50th
Holy
failure?
Shit. Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We would not be talking about him, that's for sure.
We wouldn't be here with this nice light in our eyes that's blinding us so our friends on YouTube can see us.
Yes, exactly, right? You know,
the funny thing is, there may have been other people who created a light bulb.
There could have been.
There could have been.
Yeah.
There, you know, there's always this whole, like, you know, who really created the telephone, Bell or Marconi?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it was the Italian, but I'm a little biased. But the reality is, who was the hustler
right.
to get shit in front of people?
That's
who
right.
was the hustler to make it happen, to continue to push and strive?
Yeah.
So again, I think it's the hustlers that make shit happen, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I know it's kind of a stretch, but I mean, it's something strong that I believe in.
I don't think so. I think you're onto something there. I think the talent will only take you so far. Like, you could be the most talented designer, but if you're not working.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not out there getting your name out or, you know what I mean? Like,
you could be the most talented designer in the room.
Yeah.
But if you're not going around talking to people and hustling to get that next job, some schmo with a fraction of your talent could be out there being like, oh, I'll take this job because they're putting themselves out there.
That's right.
How many times have we seen other designers or other agencies get customers and we're like, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah. Yes.
And you realize it wasn't because of their creative ability because, let's face it, their creative was mediocre.
Yeah.
Right. At best, it was because they were hustling. They were out there. They were networking. They were putting themselves out there. They, you know, they played a bigger game. They had more business savvy and they were there first. So good on them. Yeah. And I mean, again, you know, make excuses all you want. Those guys are the ones who did it for themselves.
Yeah.
So good on them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Yeah, you'd think like Dan Jansen, he's a hustler, right?
I would think he's a hustler, right?
I think he could see very who he's well got? Be. Yeah.
And yes. Don't get me wrong, I don't think being a hustler means you have to be loud and obnoxious like me.
No, but I mean...
But it's this constant pursuit of waking up early, you know, getting your shit done.
Yeah, Lincoln is up there and out there, you know what I mean? Like everybody's right? aware of this.
They're aware of it. Yes. They have the right idea. They have the passion behind everything yes. they do. He's got a long-term vision, yep. and the dude is making it happen.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome, man.
Wow. Well, I hope so. Anyway, I hope some people can embrace this mentality. Yeah. I think it's something that I mean, hands down, it's what's changed our company. Mm-hmm. Our guest today, this was a big part of his success. Huge. Hands down.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I think it could be a big part of your success. All right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be that giant in your face, you know, loud personality. It's just you've got to continuously pursue greatness.
Yes.
You know, just like that example in my car, we lead. We don't follow.
We don't follow.
Okay. I don't want anybody else. I don't want to be following anybody else down a country road. I want to be in front of them. I'm
in front of them. Yeah.
I know. It was such a dick move, wasn't it? Fuck. It's true, though.
No,
right?
It's not.
I didn't want them kicking up shit in my convertible. Blowing my beard into the side.
It's making a mess of my look.
Well, guys,
that's awesome.
Let me know what you think about this. By all means, you know, disagree. I'm totally fine with that. I'd love to hear your opinions. If you feel that hustle trumps talent, you know, drop us a line on Instagram where a lot of these conversations are happening, which, you know, we love to have with people. Hit us up on our website and, you know, hit us up even on YouTube. We're there. You know, you guys have to check out next week's episode. I'm so proud of that conversation, and I'm so proud to now have a new friend, you know, within our pool of you know, designers. And I think his story will move you guys.
Yes, big time.
Yeah,
absolutely. It is all about hustle.
Absolutely, right? It really is.
Without a doubt.
Kind of worked out for this topic of conversation. It's true, right?
This guy is the king of hustle, for sure.
And yeah, and good on him, because the guy's done so well for himself.
Yes, yeah. And wonderful.
Crazy wonderful. Rising star. You have to see this.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, everybody.
Ooh.
Keep hustling. My name's Massimo.
And my name is Sean.
Stay creative.
And stay angry.
No, and stay hustling.